Guttavach, everybody. Last week we left off that Chana had a child, and she called the child's name Shmuel. Kimei Hashem she'iltiv. We said numerous pshatim why it was Shmuel and why not Shaul. The Alchemy Amoyas points out that the Emesis, we had that medrash that said that many days before Shmuel was born, Basco came out in Hashemayim and said that there'll be a tzaddik that will be Oymei, there will be a Moshiach and Shel Yisrael, who'll be called Shmuel. And many women named their child Shmuel after what the Baskel said. And the Emesis Lefi one Medrash, they all were Zeichet to Nevuah. But there was only one real Shmuel, that was the Moshiach and Shel Yisrael. So the Alchemy Amoyas points out that for a child to be an emesnik adam gadol, it's not good enough to name him after a gadol. Taka, the school is naming a child after a gadol. People name after the stipler, after the satmar rebbe, after many gedolim. Over after the naming, which is Takia's Gulun, and has a kesher with the neshama, there's that mesiras nefesh. There was only one chana that was willing to be meisa nefesh to give her child away to the Beis Hamikdash. So it says in the Pasuk Vayitra, in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayal ho'ish Elkona v'chol beisoy, and Elkona and his whole household went up, lizboyach l'Hashem, to be makor of karbonis to the Rebbeinu Shloilam, es zevach hayomim v'es nidroi. Zevach hayomim, the Targum Taiches, are the karbonis that are designated for the Oyle Regalim. Oyle Shriya, whatever the karbonis were that they brought when they were Oyle Regal. The es nidroi, they were nidarim that he was menadiv from between the yamim taivim. Those were his own personal karbanis. So the es nidra, he went up to bring that which he was menadiv. The chana lo yolosa, but chana did not go up. Ki amro liisha, she said to her husband, ad yigomel hanoar, until the child finishes nursing, v'havi yosef, and then I'll bring him. V'nira es pnei Hashem. Then we'll see the face of Hashem. V'yoshav shom ad oylam, and he will sit there forever. The Mefarshim ask Akasha, first of all, why didn't she go up with her baby? There's a mitzvah of Yeroa kol zechurcha, and even as kol zechurcha is marvi even a young child. So why didn't she go up as the Yeroa kol zechurcha and bring her child with her? And the Malbim points out a different question. A Yoledes is a chiv to bring a carbon Yoledes. And it was the minig to go up to Yerushalayim to bring a carbon Yoledes. So that's two reasons she should have gone up. So the Radak answers, he brings down a Medrash. The Medrash says that she saw that the child was still weak, it wasn't yet fully developed, and she was afraid that the long trip might affect him, it might make him sick. So Sakona, she didn't want to bring him up. But the Malbim points out that she had a shaila in the netter that she made. She was mesupik. She didn't go out herself. Als Yeroko Zukurka, the Malbim is masking to the Radak, she was afraid the child was weak. What about out herself? There's a mitzvah of a yoled is coming up. She was choshed that nichlal in her netter was that the first time she goes up, she's going to give her child away to the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, she didn't specify when she's going to give him to the Beis HaMikdash. So she was afraid that nichlal in her netter was that the first time she comes up to bring her carbon, right away she will give her child away to the Beis HaMikdash. She felt he wasn't ready yet, so therefore she held back and she herself did not go. She said, Adi go. Let him first finish nursing, he'll be strong enough, and then I'll be mekayim my nether fully. And then the pasuk says, the yoshav shom ad oylam. He will stay there forever. What does that mean? He will stay there forever. There's a number of different pirushim over here. The medrash brings down, oylamoy is ad oylamoy shel levim. The Levium are Mishamish until they're 50 years old in the Beis HaMikdash. So she said, Ad Olam, he'll be there for 50 years. V'kachave, Shmuel HaNavi, he nursed for 2 years, so he didn't come up yet. And he was there by the Beis HaMikdash for 50 years. So Ad Olam means Ad Olam Shel Levium. And he talked about 2 years he wasn't there. For the next 50 years, the Olam Shel Levium, that he was there for. The Be'er Moshe, the Ozer of a Rebbe, says, Amoyu de Kipshat. I mentioned a memra from Reb Chaim Vital last year. I mentioned it. The Nifle de Gezach. Reb Chaim Vital had a cholam. He had a dream that he saw Gan Eden. They showed him different tzaddikim in Gan Eden. And he saw one place was empty. So he asked around, who is this? Whose makim is this? So they told him it's the makim of Shmuel Hanavi. Where is he? He said he went to the makim HaMikdash and he stands there forever. He's being mispalel. He's not going to move from there until the Ravina Shalom rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash. And we also mentioned that the Teferes Shalom is said on that member from Rav Chaim Vital. It says, that's the Pshat, Moshe V'Aaron V'Choyanov, U'Shmuel B'Kori Shemoy, Koyrim El Hashem V'Hu Ya'anim. Moshe V'Aaron are still poil for Klal Yisrael up in Shemayim. And Shmuel does the exact same thing. He's constantly calling out to Hashem for who Yanim, and he's going to answer them. So Shmuel left his makim in Gan Eden, and he's still standing by the makim HaMikdash. So the Ozer of Rebbe says, and Be'er Moshe, that could talk be the pshat over here, V'yoshav Shem Ad Olam. He'll be by the Beis HaMikdash forever until the Rebbeinu Shel Olam rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash. V'yomer lo Elkona Isha. And Elkanah, her husband, told her, "Asi hatoyv be'enayich, do what's good in your eyes. Shvi agom leich oisai, remain here until you finish nursing him. Ach, but yokim Hashem as devarai, may Hashem be mekayim his word. Vateishav ha'isha, and the woman remained vateinek as benor. She nursed her child agom leoisai. What is the pshat asi hatoyv be'enayich? What did he mean by this?" Pashtub Shat is Pashtub Shat. That, you know, what you're saying is good. The Malbim says that this nether, that Chana says she's going to give away her child, Ad Olam, she originally made the nether without the das of her husband. Because he wasn't there B'Shas Maise when she said it in the Beis HaMikdash. So, this was the first time he heard about it. So he had rishus to be made for. A Baal has a right to be made for a nether b'yom shamay. This was the first time he heard about it. But mainly he had a right to be made for. But lehepach, he was making the nether. I see atay v'enayich. Taka, do what's good in your eyes. You made the nether. You know, that's good. And for that very same reason, he said, Shvi agam leich oisai. Like the Malbim said before, your choshed, that a chelik of your nether is, that when you first come up to the Beis HaMikdash, that's when you're going to bring him. If you taka feel he's not ready yet, then maybe that's taka a chelik of your nether. You have to be choshed for it, and therefore you should remain. Ach, yokem Hashem es devarai. Hashem should be mekayim his words. What is Tzat and Yochem Hashem Devarai? Here also, there are numerous Pirushim. The Pashtub Shat is that that you asked for Zera Anoshim, and we said last time there's different Pshotim in Zera Anoshim. Either Zera Anoshim means Zera, which is Shokul Kenegin Moshe V'Aaron, or Zera Anoshim means a man that's a Gibor in Gvuras Hadas, or Zera Anoshim, if he wanted Pshat, means a Benini. She didn't want it to be an Ilui, because she felt that an Ilui carries along with the different Kisrainis as well. Whatever the Pshat in Zera Anoshim is, he said, Yokem Hashem is Devorai, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mekayim his words, because, in other words, you are mispalo, may Hashem be mekayim the words of the Navi. Now, Devari, according to this, is going on the words of the Navi. Eli was maftiach you, that your tefillos will be answered. Yokim Hashem is Devari. The same way I'm being making your words now, your neder, may Hashem be making the words of Eli. There's others that say, other Mepharshim say, that it's going on the Baskel. The Baskel said that there's going to be a Novi Shmuel that's going to lead Klal Yisrael, and everybody named their son Shmuel. So he said, Yochem Hashem Devarai, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mekayim the words of the Baskel in this child. That's what the Yochem Hashem Devarai is going on. The Malbim was different shot. The Malbim says that it's evident, later on we'll see from Shiras Chana, that she saw Beruach HaKodesh, it was Nizgalah to her, that Shmuel will not only be a Navi, not only will he be a Shoifet, but he'll be a Mashiach Shal Yisrael as well. So, this she told, obviously, she told to her husband. So she said, Yokim Hashem is Dvori, on that Ruach HaKodesh that you had, that he'll be all of these, Hashem should be Mekayim his words. Bat Ha'aleyu Ima, Kasher Gemolatu, and she brought him up with her when she finished nursing him, Biforim Shloisha, with three cows, the Eifa Achas Kemach, and an Eifa of Kemach, a measurement of Kemach, the Navel Yain, and a flask of wine. But to be Yehu Beis Hashem Shiloi, she brought him to the house of Hashem in Mishkan Shiloi, the Hanar Noar, and the lad was a lad. We'll have to see what's shot in Vahanar Noar. Vataleu Imo Kasher Gamalatu, Abar Benel speaks out over here. Take a look at the Mesiris Nefesh of a Yiddish Amame. Usually when a child reaches 2 years old, that's when already he's Mefateach, he's already a little bit developed. When they're little teensy children, you know, you can't communicate with them yet. You know, the baby cries, you give them the bottle, his diaper, whatever. But when they're 2 years old already, they start being able to communicate. Well, see, Shmuel was a lot further than that. But a child normally, Kipshutai, that's when he's able to communicate. I know myself with my own children and my Einikluch, I wouldn't go anywhere near them. You know, when they're already 2 years old, I'm not scared of them anymore. You know, you start making stick with them. But at 2 years old already, that's when you can start communicating with them a little bit. You can play with them. That's when the joy of the parents really starts. And over here, by 2 years old, she was willing to give him away. It's a tremendous, tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. I remember hearing a Maisa about an Odom Godel, that his father sent him away to yeshiva at a very young age. And he was a young boy, and he was very homesick in yeshiva. And originally, he found it very hard. And the father, Punkt, was on some business trip on some shlichus near the yeshiva. And he wanted to go visit his son. So he ran into the mashgiach. The mashgiach says, no, you know, you can't see him. He says, he just finished getting over the homesickness, you know, and now you're going to remind him again of it. I know I once had such a maisha. I came to visit my kid. He came home. You're ma'ayur once again, the gaguim, you're ma'ayur again. No, b'shemayim you can't, but the father was very attached to his son. So he says, what should I do? He says, go up to the Ezra's Noshim, and you look down, and you watch him learn. And that's it. So he went up to the Znashim, he stayed there for a while, he watched him learn, and he left, did not say hello to his child. That's a Maridike Mesiris Nefesh. There's different shitas about sending children away to yeshiva. Is it yegut? Is it nishgut at a young age? Most definitely, every child is different. You know, chanoich lanar al pidarkoi, for some children is good, for some children is not good. I know when I was a boy, my parents, with tremendous Mesiris Nefesh, sent me away. And at that time, you know, I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, when the streets of New York were mamash mole with the hippieism and alamine komine certain tumma. It was hard for them. You know, World War II survivors, you know, they had only two children. It was hard for them. And it was definitely hard for me to be 500 miles away from home. I was homesick. You know, but, you know, they were kavish, you know, and they sent me away. And listen, I hope that it ended up okay. But some kids it's good for, some kids maybe it's not good for, but one thing is for sure, there's a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh on the parent. A person, you know, a parent should usually take into consideration what's best for the child. It's not always best for the child, but if it is, then there's a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. It's like being makriv of a garment, and that's what you see from Chana over here, that Hagam, she had a tremendous love for her child. It was a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh on her part. It says that she brought him up the Purim Shloisha. Why the Purim Shloisha? Why was it three cows she brought him up with? So the Radak says that actually she only was a Zeveach one par. And it's mukhuk like that from the Pasuk. The Mefarshim Taka Eskes Tira. In the very next Pasuk it says, Vayishchatu es hapar. They shechted the par. Mashma, they only shechted one par. And here it says that she brought up three parim. So the Radak learns pshat that not all three parim were l'shem karbanis. They were parim, one par was l'shem karban, and the other two, they were going to be mesameach over there. So she brought the other two parim, she brought l'shem being mesameach. And the Rai, he brings this from the next pasuk. It only says, v'yishchatu es hapar, which later on we'll see other mefarshim on that. From Rashi, it's also mashma that he learned like the Radak, because Rashi brings down b'shem Rav Yitzchak Halevi, the eifa achas kemach, one eifa is three so'im. And from three soim, they are moitzi three esroinim of soilus mamish, which is fit for one par. So memela, it's mashma, from the way Rashi brings down, it's mashma Rashi learned like the Radak. But the Ralbag learns not like that. The Ralbag learns that she brought three parim, and each and every one of them was taka l'shem karvin. What the Ralbag is going to do with the pasuk right after is vayishach tu esapar, that we'll have to see. There's other pshotim in vayishach tu esapar. The Hanar Noar. And the Nar was a Nar. What's meant as the Nar was a Nar? It sounds redundant. So the Targum says, V'rav Yahavi Yonik. And he also speaks out the same Kiddush that the Abarbanel said. He was still very young. It doesn't mean he was nursing, because it says with Beirish that she finished nursing him. V'Hanar Noar, he was still very young. V'Afal Pikein, Chana brought him there. The Radak Taiches V'Hanar Noar. The word lenayar means to shake off. Just like, you know, sometimes when you shake off psoilus from something, right, you shake off the bad and you maintain the good. He was already capable of shaking off a krumisvara, or shaking off something which was not straight, and he was able to think straight. So nar over here means he was able to be mavchin ben tov l'ra, and he was able to be mavchin between a glatazach, a gutisvara, and something which is a krumisvara. And this is going to come in a little bit later on into play, that already at 2 years old, he was a very smart boy. The Malbim learns pshat that the word nar comes from the word or awakening. They were already able to see tremendous kishreinis that were awakening from within him, and it was already flowing forth. They were able to see already that he had tremendous, tremendous talents, and they saw already simone godless in him. By yishkatu es hapor, they shechted the par. By yaviu es hanar el eli, and they brought the nar to Eli. Because they shechted the par, that's why they brought the nar to Eli. Like, what's the connection? They shechted the par, and they brought the nar to Eli. This is a question that the Mefarshim shtels upon. So Rashi says that Rashi's Rashi Malav Davki was totally with the shechita. But after they started processing the carbon, she wanted to show Eli, take a look, your words were mekuyim. You gave me a bracha, and you said a nevuah. Your words are Mekuyim, here is the child. So the Pashtim Shad is, she brought him to Eli to see that his words were Mekuyim. The Malbim learns a little bit differently. The Malbim learns Pshat that this was a chelik of her carbon. Vayishchatu es hapar, they shechted the par, that was her carbon b'tayrus behema. And now, as a chelik of the carbon was, she was giving her son over to Eli. This is a chelik of my carbon. I made a neder, I'm giving him over to Hashem. You did a chesed with me, I'm giving him over to HaKadosh Baruch. Vatimer, and she said, Be Adoni, please my master. I swear by your life, my master. I am that woman that once stood with you over here, right in this makam, with Hispalel El Hashem. What was she saying over here? Simple pshat, before we get to what the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos. The simple pshat, the Malbim teaches, is that she was afraid. 2-year-old boy, she's bringing him to the Beis HaMikdash, who says that Eli's going to want to take care of this boy. You know, taking care of a little boy, it has with it a nachrayis, you have to be mechanachim, it's a burden. So she was afraid that maybe Eli is not going to want to be mekabelim over here, and maybe she'll consider it a tircha. So therefore she said, Ani ha'isha ha'nitzeva simcha. So the business line, this is not a poshtik kid. This is a kid that's kedai to be metapel with. Number one, I was the woman over here that sat and davened together with you, and you helped me with your tefillah. That's number one. Number two, Ani ha'isha. I am the woman that was an akara. I wasn't able to have children. And you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace. Vayistoyis, it's not a posh, the Indian, a child that's an ace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, we both daven for it together. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace. And if that's the case, you see, it's not a posh, the child, and it's kedai for you to be metapa with him. That's the simple shot. So Kafib Shutai, she brought a carbon, and she was afraid that Eli, she brought him to Eli also, it's a chelik of the carbon. And then she told him, please, you have to accept him, you have to be mechanachim, because this is a special child. But the Gemara Masechtas Brachos tells us a ganz different story. Chazal were worried. What's pshat? Just because they shechted the par, that's why she brought him to Eli? What's the connection between the two? Shteit in the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Taflamin Alef Amid Beis. Amar Rav Elazar, Shmuel Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi Hoya. Shmuel was a Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. Eli, even he never taught him before, but Eli was the Gadol Hador, and the Gadol Hador has a din of Rabbi Shalchol Bnei Agayla, Memeila Eli Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi Hoya. Shenemar, as it says, Vayishchatu es hapor, Vayaviu es hanar el Eli. They shechted the par, and they brought the nar to Eli. What's the connection? Mishra Vayishchatu es hapor, Hayviu hanar el Eli. Just because they shechted the par, that's why they brought the nar to Eli. El Omrohan Eli, Eli said, Kiru Kayein, call a Kayein, Lacey Velishchik, let him come and shecht the par. Kazinu Shmuel Dahavi Mahavi Basar Kayin. Shmuel sees that they're waiting, they're looking for a Kayin, and there wasn't a Kayin to Shecht. Amaluhu. He told them, what do you have to wait for? Lamaluhu La Aduri Basar Kayin Lemishkin. What do you have to look for a Kayin to Shecht? Shechita Bazar Kseira. A Shechita Bazar is Kosher. Kseira, they used to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. See, he was a Meir HaLacha. Rabbi, a two-year-old child is paskining a halacha. You know, Eli is the Rav over here. Eli is the Gadol Hador. A two-year-old child is paskining a halacha over here. I saw the Kanei to Eli. They brought him in front of Eli. So the first question Eli says, Amalei Manola Koha. Who told you such a halacha? Amalei Miksi V'Shachat HaKoyin. Does it say b'shachet hakayin? It says b'shachet hakayin. Two-year-old boy. The krivu akay hanim ksiv. It says they should be makriv. Makriv means when you makabel the dam and you bring it to the mizbeach. Mikabola ve'elach, which is kuhuna. It's only from kabola and on. Mikan l'shkita shekshayru bizar. Amalei. So Eli told him. May b'shachet hakayin. Zog's good. Mihu, Meir HaLacha B'Vnei Rabchat, V'chal HaMeir HaLacha B'Vnei Rabbi Chayiv Misa. Saying a good shvara, but you Chayiv Misa for it. Chayiv Misa. As Yochana V'Kotsovcha Kamei, Chana came and she screamed in front of Eli, Ani Ha'isha, I am the lady that stood with you over here and we davened together for this child. You can't be geyser that this child should be taken away from me. Omala, Shovkuli de Anshe, allow me to punish him. Uveina Rachmi, I'll daven for another child. I'll be mispalel, Hashem will give you a better child than this one. Omrole Elanar Hazet Hispalalti. I daven for this child, this is the child that I want. Don't do anything to him. And the Saif Dabra was that Eli did not have him punished. Now, there's many questions in this Gemara. This is a very difficult Gemara. There's many questions in this Gemara. First of all, that a two-year-old child with paskin is a peladik azach. You had a two-year-old child. I mean, taki shmul hanavi, shmul hanavi. But a two-year-old child should paskin is something that's a peladik thing. Number two, right? Number two, that he's chayiv misa. That's also a peladik, I think, that he should be chayiv misa before 20, even if it's misa b'day shamayim. So the Alshach HaKadosh says totally different pshat. He doesn't learn like everybody else does. Everybody else talk learns he was 2 years old. But the Alshach HaKadosh says that when it says v'hanar no'ar, we asked before, what's this double lashon? V'hanar no'ar, what's the double lashon? So the Alshach HaKadosh, one pshat we said pashit, he was yonik, he was still young, and after PK she brought him. But the Alshach HaKadosh says that it's like the same pasuk, v'yahishua nar lo yomush mitaycha oyel. Nar over here was that he already reached the age that he was mishamish in the Beis HaMedrash. Like Yeshua Nash, it doesn't mean anymore. In other words, he learns there's a split in the pasuk. This ma'aseh did not happen immediately when she brought him to the Beis HaMikdash. He was talking there for a while already. He was like a Nari Yeshua that was Meshamish in the Beis HaMedrash. And then later on, the Shaila came up, and later on he was a Meir HaLacha B'fnei Rabbi. Could be he was already over 20. He says, and it's Meduyik in the pasuk. Because if you'll remember, we asked the Ha'ara before, the Chana brought up three parim. And they only shechted one. What happens? They only shechted one. The Teretz says this par had nothing to do with the three parim that she brought up. She taka brought up three parim and they shechted those way back when. This Vayishchatu HaPar was a par that was, you know, there was a different incident that came up with a par, and he was already older, that's when he was my halacha b'fnei rabbi. As I learned, what? What do you mean?
She wasn't there already then.
No, it could be that she came, she heard that he wanted to punish, so she came running to stick up and ask for rachmanis. That's the way the Al-Shech HaKadosh learns. But most Mepharshim don't learn like that. And Adarabba, the Medrash says, Vahanar Noar is a remez that he was 2 years old. Nar is 1 year and Noar is another year. So, the Stam, most Mepharshim don't learn like that. So you have to ask a whole bunch of shilas over here. Besides the fact that 2-year-old paskin, and they learn takel if yom is a 2-year-old paskin, but as far as the einish goes, it's a little bit schwer that a 2-year-old gets an einish when even misa b'day shamayim. This isn't again misa b'day shamayim. It's not a chiv misa b'day adam. It's a chiv misa b'day shamayim that a 2-year-old child should have to have misa b'day shamayim. It's very schwer. Aside from that, the tzlach on Masechtas Brachas, the night of Yehuda's Pirush on Masechtas Brachas, the tzlach, he asks numerous other questions. Number one, Eli, who's the Gadol Hador, didn't know this halacha. I mean, it sounds like, Menolacha, where do you hear such a halacha? It's like Eli never heard the halacha before, that Shechitas Kosher Bizar, the Gadol Hador, who's the Kohen Gadol, didn't know a halacha, that Shechitas Kosher Bizar, and nobody else in the Beis HaMikdash knew that. You needed a 2-year-old boy to come from Ramah to teach them the halacha. That's a very, very schwer thing to say. Another thing that Tzlach asks, why is he a Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi? There are more Paskins in Yerideya that if a fellow Paskins a Halacha and he brings a Raya from the Pasik, or he brings a Klor Raya Halacha like that, which the Rebbe didn't know, he's not Chayav Misa. That's not called Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi is, if it was a Halacha, which is Yadua, and then this fellow Paskins instead of the Rebbe, that's called Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. But it's obvious from over here, if you learn the Pashtim Shat in the Gemara, Eli didn't even know the Halacha. Where do you know this Halacha from? And Shmuel told him a Raya from the Pasuk. Mashma Eli didn't know the Halacha. So why is there a Nina of Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi? The Ramah Paskins B'fnei, she brings down from the Trumas Hadeshen, that there is no Halacha of Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. The obvious question, a 2-year-old child, is he Chayav Misa? Also, it's very strange over here. Chana comes in and she says, no, please, Alanar Azaz Falalti. Therefore what? I mean, if a kid is Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim Alpi Din, finished, you know, so what if he happened for him? Of a Lamaisi, he's Chayav. Right? And what's Eli supposed to do? And not only that, but Eli seems like he's getting involved. No, he says, I'll daven for another one. I'm not going to be Mavater on this one. Is it up to Eli to be Mavater or not to be Mavater? There's a Chiv of Meira Halacha, Bifnei Rabbi, so then finished. What's Eli supposed to do? So there's a whole bunch of questions over here. So the Slach says, Amari de Kipshat. Amari de Kichilis, Amari de Kipshat. Zok the Tzlach, the Zikr Eli knew the halacha that Shechita is Ksheira Bizar. That wasn't the issue over here. Eli Zikr knew the halacha. But we find in Chazal that even though Shechita was Kosher Bizar, or certain Avodas were Kosher Bizar, the Kehanim al Tehidur, they were not able to take it for themselves. You find Lamarshal, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma that the Seir LaAzazel was Kosher with the Zar to lead out the Seir LaAzazel, and there was proof that the Kehanim used to be Noyig to take the mitzvah for themselves. So the same thing over here. That was Shechita's Kosher Bazaar. And Eli knew that halacha for sure. Except the Kehanim were knowing at the time that they used to take it over Al Tzihidur mitzvah. The problem is, Shmuel saw that they're waiting to find the Kayin. That already causes a problem. Because in halacha, if you have a chance to be mahadir in a mitzvah, but it's going to take time to be mahadir until you find that hidur, the inyan is shuhuyeh mitzvah loy mashina. You're not supposed to keep a mitzvah waiting just because of a hidur. The Ramah paskins in Eirechayim that if let's say a fellow, he has tefillin and he wants to learn kriyashma, but he doesn't even have tzitzis. He doesn't have a talis in front of him right now. So what should he do? Should he wait for the person to bring him a talis, or should he daven right away? So the Ramah paskins, you don't keep a mitzvah waiting. Now there's reason makdim in the mitzvah, the inyan of zrizus comes before the inyan of hidur. So this was the chiddush that Shmuel was mechadish. Shmuel was mechadish the chiddush, not that shechitas kosher bizar, but if you're going to wait around looking for kehanim, and al pidin of shechitas kosher bizar, you don't look for a hidur, zrizus makdim in the mitzvah, you're supposed to do that right away. On that he was meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. That, and that was his chiddush, and it could be taka that maybe Eli wasn't aware of it. But the problem is, so why did Eli ask Shmuel, how do you know this halacha, the shechit is kosher bizar? If that wasn't the issue over here, so why did he ask him that? I mean, he also knew the halacha, the shechit is kosher bizar. Why did he ask him, where do you know it from the pasuk? The Teretz says he wanted to see if Shmuel was capable, was stamped talking out of his hat, or Shmuel Taka knew he had ideas. So when Shmuel told him the drush, he says, "Oy bazoi, if you talk is smart enough and you know the posse, you might be 2 years old, but someone that's 2 years old and he's talking a chacham, he's chayim misim b'dei shemayim." You know, it says Nodav and Aviu is the same thing. Nodav and Aviu, they weren't yet 20 years old. Va'afal pikin, they got misim b'dei shemayim. Why? Because in chacham they were on the level of someone that was much greater. So he wanted to see, is he stopped talking out of his hat? Well, Taka, does he know what he's talking about? He says, how do you know this halacha? He told him a clear-cut drush over here. He says, oy bazoi, then you Taka chayim misim. What about the other question? So, if he's chayim misim b'dei shemayim, so what did Chana want from Eli? He's chayim misim b'dei shemayim. And Eli is mashma that lechatchil he didn't want, you know, he didn't want to get involved with the Tavasa, and was he did. What was the shakl of the Tari here? So Zokta Tzlach that Enochinami he was a meira halacha b'fnei rabbi, but that's if the Rebbe is makpid. But he has a right to be meichel, so that retroactively he shouldn't have a kpeid on him. This is what Chana came to him for. Enochinami al pidin is chayin, but it's totally in your being makpid. Aber a rab shemachel al kvaidai is kvaidai machel. So if you'll be meichel, it'll come out that retroactively he didn't do anything wrong. But the Chetchil, it's mashma, he didn't want to be Michael. The Chetchil, he says, you know what, I'm not going to be Michael, I'll daven for another child. So what was that about? You know, I mean, that he was able to get involved, it was totally in his pay that we just said. He had a right to be Michael. Why didn't he want to be Michael? I saw one of the Mephoshim says, and I mentioned this last year, that Shmuel, he had an elder Zayd named Kairach. And Kairach, he made a whole revolution in Klal Yisrael to go against Moshe and Aaron. It was, he held that he knew better. You know, Moshe and Aaron, the Moshe is the manik of Klal Yisrael. And he said, "Who made you the chief over here? Maybe I should be the chief." So Eli was afraid that it was in the genes. He was afraid that Shmuel stams from Kairach, and Memele, if at 2 years old already, he's already paskining halachas b'fnei rabbi, what's going to happen when he's 20, and what's going to happen when he's 40? There could be a whole revolution in Klal Yisrael. This is what he was afraid of. Alts himself, his zikr would be Michael. Rav Shemachal al-Kvaydei is Kvaydei Michael. But what he was afraid of was, what are going to be the ramifications for Klal Yisrael? Who knows? A two-year-old is already paskining on his own. Memele, he didn't want to be mevater. So what did Chana answer? El hanar hazeh hispalolti. What does that mean? It's your dua. The Dubna Magid says, why were the imois akoris? Why did Derech HaTeva, could they not have given birth? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want that Klal Yisrael should be miyuchis to a Lavan, right? He didn't want it to be miyuchis to a Besuel. I mean, Lavan, in this week's parish, he said, Acheseinu, at tihi, wa alfe revava. He did not want that Klal Yisrael should have any shaykhis to the bracha of Lavan. Memele, he made them akoris. And b'derech hateva, they were not able to have children. And the male, they were cut off from any yichus whatsoever with a Lavan, with a Besuel, and had no shaykhus whatsoever. And now they had to start davening on their own. Now they had to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change the teva, and they should become Ois HaKadosh. That's what Chana answered. El hanar hazeh hispalolti. It came from my tefillas and it came from your tefillas as well. B'derech HaTeva, I was not able to have any children. Memele, he's not miyuchas to Kairach. If the pshat would be that I gave birth b'derech HaTeva, then you could say that there's a chash that maybe he comes from Kairach. Over el hanar hazeh hispalolti. I davened and he changed me from an akora to one that could have children. It was b'derech neis. This has no shaykhs to Kairach. And Memele, you have nothing to worry about. And Takia then, Eli HaKoyin gave in. The Marsha says a different pshat. The Marsha on the Gemara says a different pshat. What's pshat al anar hazeh ispalolti? She said, you're saying that you'll be mispalled for me to have a different child. She says, I want the child to come from my tefillis. I want it to come from my mesiris nefesh. And ki yadua, there was a maaser with a woman that once came to the measures from Magid. She said that she hasn't had children in, you know, since she's married, she hasn't had children already a lot of years, and she wants him to be mispalel for her to have a child. So the Mezhitz Maggid said, you bring me 250 gold coins and I'll be mispalel for you. Just 250 gold coins, it's a hein rav, where am I supposed to afford that? He said, either you come up with the money and then I'll daven. You don't come up with the money, I won't daven. Palo de Gezach. So she comes back, she had 248 gold coins. She said, here, I have most of it. You know, please daven to me. He says, if you don't have it to the last penny, ich daven nicht. She said, what? I don't need your tefillah. Instead, I'm taking my money, I'm going to daven on my own. He says, that's what I wanted. He says, now you'll talk to have a child. For me to daven for you, that by itself is not good enough. But if you yourself are going to daven, he says, that's talking what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and talk to she had a child. He wanted her to get her so riled up that she'll daven on her own. It's a ma'aser with the Mezhitz Tzemagid. There's a similar ma'aser with the Baal Shem. Somebody once came to the Baal Shem. She was sick. The doctors, you know, they felt that they couldn't do much for him. So he came to the Baal Shem, you should daven for him. So he says, go to the doctor in Baiberik. Baiberik was a favor from the place, a little place, wherever, go to that doctor, and he'll probably be able to help you. So Baiberik has a doctor, it's a little, tiny little place. They have I went to other doctors that weren't able to help me. There's a doctor in Baiberik, and he's talking to such a specialist, he'll be able to help me. He says, go, you'll see, you'll have a Yeshua. Goes to Baiberik. Little hamlet, you know, he asks the people, can I speak to the doctor? Doctor, what doctor? Then doctor, Baiberik, what do you think? We have a doctor over here. So he says, maybe have somebody at least that puts bandages on wounds, knows something about medicine. He said, medicine? Who knows anything about medicine over here? Nobody. So he says, what do you people do when somebody gets sick? What do? He said, what do? We haven't talked to this medical. So he comes back to the Baal Shem and he says, you know, I went there and they told me there's no doctor over there, there's nobody has any shaykhs to medicine, you know. He says, what do they do then? He says, they daven to Hashem. He says, that's exactly what I meant. The doctor of Baiberik, can he Hashem Reifecha? Other people everywhere else, they're saymach on the doctors, you know, and they themselves, and they're not misfollowed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the doctor that I'm talking about. You have to daven to him, b'chol levavcha, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer. And that's what she meant over here, El Anara Zeh Spalolti. You'll be misfollowed for me to have a child, but this is the child that I was piled with my tefillahs. To me, it's chashuv because I was piled with my egg in the tefillahs. Hagut Tavach, everybody.
One quick announcement. I'd like to thank the Knights Independent Special Learning Program for sponsoring the Navi share here. If anybody goes to Shara Tefillah at night, you'll see tremendous learning. The Shiurim and the Chavrusa Shas that go on there. Rabbi Schwartz himself gives a share on Monday and Wednesday night from 5 to 9 to 9:45, followed by Marv there. It's a tremendous Hashem that goes on there. If anybody's interested in the Chavrusa Shas or interested in more information on the Shiurim, you can speak to Yossi Hemi or you can email info@guyshander.com.